So how are you, my friend?
I am awesome. I'm getting ready to do a big bike ride.
Oh, you are? So have you gone from running the traditional way to bike riding to stay in shape, or how? What are you doing these days?
I am. I've basically done like 100% biking now, very little running.
Sure. And is this easier on your knees and your joints?
It is. Yeah, I can. If I run a 5K, my knee hurts, but I can. The other day, I went from Vermont back here to the house, and I was fine.
Oh, biking, not running.
Right.
Right. So you're in Amherst, right?
Yes.
And let's remind everybody how old you are.
I'm going to be 71 shortly.
All right. So this is the guy, and you know, he's been calling me for years wherever I am. Dave Salvas finds me. Who's run over 100 marathons. And how many of those were Boston marathons, Dave?
21.
21 Boston marathons. So what are your thoughts on what was just announced yesterday? Were you surprised that the Boston Marathon is canceled?
Not really. I kind of had a good clue it was coming, the way that they still have increases down in the Massachusetts area. People still not using face guards, not social distancing. And the biggest effect that this coronavirus has on everything is people over 50, and 30% of the runners in Boston are 50 years or older.
I didn't realize that.
So, yeah, about 10,000 out of the 30,000 runners are 50 or older.
Wow. All right, so you were running it, you know, well past 50. I know that for sure, because I know you ran in 2013. Did you run any time after the year of the bombing?
I did. I ran 14, 15, 17.
All right, so you are into your late 60s basically at that time, and now... All right, so let me ask you this. They are offering Boston Marathon runners to do their own virtual run on their own time during a week in September. Do you like that idea?
No, I'm not really big into that so much. Not for if they plan on using it as an official for next year. I was just kind of looking up some of the guidelines they had. And you have to run a virtual race. I can't say that because I'm doing a virtual bike race for the Proudies from Vermont to Hampton Beach. So I'll get on my bike in the Vermont and New Hampshire border, and I'll bike to the beach. It'll take me about 7 hours.
All right. Wow.
Well, it's 108 miles approximately.
So for those, Dave, that are going to be running, I think it's between September 7th and 14th for Boston.
Correct.
How do they verify that? Because people are going to get medals, are going to get a bib, as you point out, for qualifying for the next one they hold. How do they make sure that's real?
Well, they're going to have to do something like do it on Strava or send their Garmin results. There's going to have to be some way that they can fact check it. So that's what I figured they were going to do, is most people will use either Strava or some type of Garmin tracking device, and then post their results from there.
All right, so it's a GPS-based proof, and that's not too hard to verify that way. Well, in your 21 years, you've run with some very famous people. I'm sure that you must have known the great Johnny Kelly, who ran Boston 61 times.
I have, yeah. And as a matter of fact, I got to run with Bill Rogers last year. Him and I spent the morning together running.
Well, you've had a great career. You also spent a lot of time raising money. You're still doing that. Now you're doing it on a bike. And I just wanted to check in with you today, because anytime running is in the news, you're the go-to guy. You know, New Hampshire has a poet laureate. We need a runner laureate, and that would be you.
Well, you must be having a senior moment.
Yeah. I heard something ding in when I said that, so I think somebody approved it instantly. All right, well, good luck with the Proudy. Thank you for still raising money for causes that mean a lot to you, and I'm sure I'll be calling you again sometime soon with another running story I need from you.
Okay, buddy, have a good day.
You too, Dave Salvas. Thanks, pal.
Bye.
Bye-bye.